from KQED.
Good to have you with us today as we head into the final weekend before Christmas. We're leaving behind politics, policy, everything we call hard news, to celebrate the season with stories about music. From church services to Jewish weddings and holiday caroling, even frat parties, the custom of getting together to sing is as old as we are, and for good reason. It lifts our spirits. That includes karaoke, as Colin Berry reports from one of L.A.'s roughest neighborhoods.
It's Wednesday night at the Central City Community Church of the Nazarene on Skid Row, where inside a big fluorescent-lit room, a singer named Moses, in a bright red shirt, is belting out a Christmas classic. The space is nearly full of folks from the neighborhood, where they live in low-rent apartments or makeshift shelters on the street. Many are scraping by on government assistance or battling addictions. They range from teens to elders, and tonight, almost all of them seem to be having a good time. The force behind Central City's karaoke night is Tony Stallworth, the church's senior pastor. Pastor Tony, as he's known, says whereas out in the world, where most of these people would be looked down on or even ignored,
they can come in here, they can be heard, they can sing a song, and when they're done, everybody claps for them, you know? And sometimes they get that big smile, man, that big toothless smile, you know? And they got a tooth in their head. And they're just so happy and full of joy.
We can't have our judges giving.
Stallworth started the sing-along night here 17 years ago after running a karaoke business. Each week, his wife Lucy MCs and soothes the occasional scuffle.
All right, everybody just stay cool. No quarreling in here.
A blue-eyed singer calling himself Sidewalk Slim, real name Ronnie Shepherd, has been coming here for 15 years. Shepherd says he's a temptations man by nature, but what he chooses to sing on any given night can change in a moment.
Because I got various songs. I can go from Johnny Cash to Kenny Rogers. And I can go from Sweet Georgia Brown and all that. It all depends on how I feel. Because, see, when you feel, you're going to sing what you want to sing.
A woman who just calls herself Deborah is here with her husband and her dog.
I'm not a singer, and I don't think that I could sing, but tonight I felt like singing. I know I'm losing you, and I had fun doing it.
Maybe it's your GR or your SSI or your FBI or your CIA.
Midway through the evening, Pastor Tony invites interested folks to join him for a prayer circle in the back room.
Lord, before we start asking you for things and all of that, Lord, we just want to pray and ask you, please, to forgive us. I came out of this. I was homeless, pushing a basket myself for 2 years. God got a hold of me and changed my life. But it's funny the way he works things out. He gets you, he cleans you up, puts you right back down in there to let people know that there's a way out.
Central City's outreach director, Sophia Cabito, says karaoke night connects with the urban poor in two ways, spiritually and emotionally. She says her organization also offers counseling, pet-assisted therapy, after-school programming, and even a hot meal for people in need.
Well, the church is a church, and they do Bible studies and groups and leadership training, things like that. The outreach has more of the social function. So together, there's a big impact in the community.
Back in the front room, as the pastor leads the crowd in a group line dance, red-shirted Moses, who sang White Christmas, tells me he's been coming to karaoke for about 6 months. He says he's not a great singer either, but that after the show, he'll stay to help stack chairs and put away the equipment.
Ever since I've been coming here, I've been attending church and stuff, church service on Sunday. So, you know, I mean, I just believe, you know, it's time for me to give back, you know.
For Pastor Tony, his prayers are consistent. He's asking for the money to keep Central City afloat. In the meantime, he says the folks who've come tonight to sing and dance and cheer are always welcome in his eyes.
Myself personally, I don't care if they don't smell too good or they're dressed bad or dirty. They got a hug from me because that used to be me. You know, that used to be me.
The day after Christmas falls on a Wednesday this year. Pastor Tony says he and his wife Lucy will be there, as always, queuing up the next song for their Skid Row singers. For the California Report, I'm Colin Berry in Los Angeles.
robust